For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. China strongly condemned a suicide bombing in Somalia that resulted in the death of a security guard at the Chinese embassy and the wounding of three embassy workers. Chinese Foreign Ministry calls the bombing, targeting a luxury hotel in Mogadishu, a shocking terrorist attack. The Somali government's pledged to take all necessary measures to treat the wounded and protect the safety of Chinese organizations and people in Somalia. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the Security Council have also condemned the suicide bombing. The Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab said it carried out the attack in retaliation against the recent operations by African Union and Somali forces in southern Somalia. There's no indication the Chinese mission was specifically targeted. A Chinese college student detained in northern Iraq is now free. The Chinese embassy says Liu Tuo, a student majoring in archaeology at Peking University, has been freed by Iraqi police and is in good health. He's now in the capital, Baghdad, and will soon return home. Liu was detained earlier in the month by Iraqi police as reports said he was suspected to have links to the Islamic State militant group. Reports say he'd gone to Iraq to visit historical sites and was mistakenly thought to be a terrorist. Chinese stocks opened sharply lower on Tuesday following the massive sell-off yesterday. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index shed more than 4% in early trade. The index plunged nearly 8.5% yesterday, the biggest drop in 8 years following weak economic data and prospects of an interest rate hike in the United States. Investors were also worried by reports the China Securities Finance Corporation had started to return ahead of schedule money it borrowed to stabilize the stock market. Shortly after the closing bell, China's securities regulator urged its financial arm to continue buying stocks to stabilize the market. Shares in Asia also opened in negative territory this morning following the drop in China. NATO is to hold an emergency meeting to discuss Turkey's campaign against the Islamic State group and Kurdish militants. The meeting was called by Turkey, which has become involved in the Syrian conflict in recent days. The country had previously been reluctant to intervene, but it launched raids against the IS in Syria and Kurdish PKK guerrillas in northern Iraq following a wave of attacks by militants on Turkish soil. It's only the fifth time in NATO's history that a member state has requested such a meeting. Among others, the meeting is expected to discuss a U.S. and Turkish plan to set up an IS-free buffer zone in northern Syria. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised Ethiopia as an outstanding partner in the fight against militant Islamists. Speaking in Addis Ababa, Obama says Ethiopian troops have played a key role in weakening the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab in Somalia. However, he also says Sunday's suicide bombing on a hotel in Mogadishu is a reminder that more efforts are needed to battle the group. Obama has met with Ethiopia's prime minister during the first ever visit by a U.S. president to the East African state. South Korea has declared the de facto end of the outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn says all suspected cases of the MERS virus have been released from quarantine and no new cases have been reported for more than 3 weeks. South Korea reported its first MERS case on May 20th. The coronavirus infected 186 people in the country and 36 of them have died. A Chinese court has accepted a case against ConocoPhillips China and the China National Offshore Oil Corporation following an oil spill in Bohai Bay 4 years ago. It's the first case brought by a social organization over maritime pollution since changes to China's environmental protection law. According to the court, the organization urges the defendants to restore Bohai Bay's ecosystem and repair damage. The Penglai 19-3 oil field in the Bohai Sea suffered a severe oil leak in the middle of 2011 and polluted over 6,200 square kilometers of seawater. The city of Harbin in northeast China will offer a 72-hour visa-free entry for international transit passengers starting from next month in a move to boost tourism and business. The policy covers travelers from 51 countries and regions, including the United States, Russia, Britain, France, and Japan. They can enjoy a 72-hour stay in the city upon entry via the Harbin Taiping International Airport, providing they have third-country visas and onward tickets to leave for a third country or region within 72 hours. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.